than you are.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We come back to Wisconsin. There was a study, an environmental study, called the Central Sands Study. The Central Sands Study to assess the impact of high-capacity wells on area lakes and the ecosystem. Let's take Washera County. Washera County, they found that the high-capacity wells had reduced the water, had negatively impacted Pleasant Lake, Long Lake, and Plainfield Lake in Washera County. These high-capacity wells take out 100,000 gallons a day. 100,000 gallons a day. They can be for irrigation. They can be for companies that want to bottle it and sell it. In the state of Wisconsin, there are 14,000 high-capacity wells, taking out 100,000 gallons a day. In the area of study, in the Central Sands study, around Washera County and then beyond, there are 3,100 of those 14,000 taking out 100,000 gallons a day. And your groundwater doesn't get easily replaced. And of course, you have threats to our groundwater from forever chemicals, like you did over in La Crosse, up in Marinette, even in Dane County. And you also have threats to our groundwater from CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. Over 8,000 herd, dairy herd in Kewaunee County. They wanted to put a 50,000 hog farm up in Bayfield, which was momentarily stopped. I don't know what the present status of it is. Our groundwater is under attack. It's under attack by carcinogens and forever chemicals. It's under attack by E. coli from CAFOs. It's under attack from people that are just pumping out 100,000 gallons a day, 14,000 of these at 100,000 gallons a day. Think of the tens of millions of gallons getting sucked out. And nobody's doing anything about it. Evers DNR is going to try to do something about it, but Voss and the industrialists won't let them. They go to court, to Republican judges, and they continue to poison and extract our groundwater. Groundwater is very basic. It's very, very basic. It's the stuff of life. And a lot of people in this state use wells. They use wells. So as you follow this litigation and as you follow this legislation, you think you're woke? You think you're environmentalist? Let me tell you something. You're not woke and you're not an environmentalist if you don't follow this and know the details of it, know the history of it. I'm tired of people saying they're woke and they're environmentalists. Go to Madison and somebody will say, I do environment. Somebody will say, oh, I do immigration. What do you mean you do any of this stuff? You talk about it. What do you do about it? What do you do about it? Our groundwater is being sucked out and poisoned. Go to the line. Steve of Delafield, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve of Delafield?
Yes, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to your show today. Everybody, a lot of people were talking about the Russian Revolution, all the stuff that was going on over there. But if anybody wants to really find out what happened or what started that Russian Revolution, is just go on the internet and Google who financed the Russian Revolution. Who financed the Russian Revolution? And then right up on top, it'll tell you that it's the Wall Street bankers that sent. Trotsky, his name was actually Lev Bronstein. Changed his name to Bronstein.
Yeah, listen, that's a lot of BS, Dave. Look, I like having Republicans call in. I really do. But when you start to peddle those kind of conspiracies about international bankers, my eye, they did not sponsor communism. Bankers don't like communism because communism takes over the banks. And this has nothing to do with all that kind of conspiracy theory stuff. What happened with the Russian Revolution is the Ruskies had been under the czars for 1,000 years. And let me tell you something, when it comes to czars, they could do whatever they want. A lot of people were serfs. Now here, we had slavery, and you could tell by the color of people's skins. But over there, the serfs, they all looked like everybody else, and they weren't quite slaves, but pretty much. Fyodor Dostoevsky, the great Russian novelist, his father was murdered by his serfs because he was such a cruel guy. What they did is, this is very sad, they waterboarded him with vodka. They held him down and stuck a quart of vodka down his throat, and he died. That's how Dostoevsky's father died. The serfs hated their masters. And finally, in 1917, they'd had enough. And with the Romanovs, they killed the Romanovs. Unfortunately, they killed the six kids, too. They're beautiful kids. I was very sad to see that happen. I wasn't around. But this business of who financed the revolution, let me tell you something. When the Russians were in the World War I, they had so few weapons, they had no financing. You'd have a phalanx of soldiers going into battle, and the only ones that had guns were in the front row. And when one of them died, the guy behind him grabbed his gun, and then when he was shot, that's how sad they are. Pitiful. They're a pitiful, pitiful society in a sense, but great people. But there is none of this baloney about international bankers. That's all a lot of bull, total conspiracy theory. I like your calling in. I appreciate it very much. But come on, not conspiracy theories. Thanks for calling. Okay. We're going to get back to the Central Sands study. The Central Sands study has said that 14,000 high-capacity wells in this state, 3,100 of them in the study area, sucking out 100,000 gallons a day. Does that bother you? It bothers me. And what remains has carcinogens, forever chemicals, E. coli. If you leave Republicans in office and you let industry decide the environment in this state, people will be drinking bottled water in Milwaukee and Madison before you know it. Period. End of story. Period. End of story. Not too hard to understand. Not too hard to understand. Speaking of China, somebody brought that up before. Somebody said they like the fact that we do some international stuff. I do too. Very important. We're not an isolationist country. It's international. These international issues impact us. First of all, there are human beings around the world. But secondly, in addition to human beings around the world, there are a lot of no-goodniks out there who would do us evil, and we have to handle it right, and Joe Biden knows how to handle it. There was a momentary act of truth out of China, which is amazing because their particular society goes back 5,000 years, 3,000 BC, longer than Egypt. And they had emperors the whole time that people thought were gods, and they'd worship them, and they're in their presence. They couldn't look at him or they got killed. So they would crawl up the aisle towards the emperor. And if they were told to look up, they had to kowtow. They had to grab their forelock, their hair, and yank on it. You know, I'd like to see a lot of these guys do it. I'd like to see a lot of Republican senators do that. But in any event, China has a director of their Center for Disease Control named Gao Fu, G-A-O-F-U, one of the few honest people over there. He just came out with a statement. He said, Chinese vaccines don't have very high protection rates. We're going to have to bring them in with Western vaccines. Now, these are the people that have distributed hundreds of millions of vaccines to the third world, which are ineffective. And then they spread disinformation on social media about Pfizer and Moderna and all that, trying to hurt the West. So be aware of what's going on, guys, okay? Be aware of what's going on. This guy came out with it. I suspect he'll be under arrest before you know it. He says Chinese vaccines don't have very high protection rates. That's coming from Gao Fu, okay? It's not coming from Anthony Fauci. It's coming from Gao Fu. Of course, it would come from Anthony Fauci, too. America's the best. Pfizer, Moderna, Western Europe, Western civilization. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Oconomowoc?
To talk about what you were, when you were talking about the groundwater and how it's been polluted, especially in our state, Republicans want rights with no responsibility, absolutely no responsibility. They want a right to start a business. They want a right to own a gun. They want a right to do all these other things. But when the responsibility factor comes in, they want zero responsibility. In other words, they can poison as many wells as they want. They can have people shooting people up with guns. That's not their responsibility. They just want the right. One other last thing, when you were talking about the virus in China, I'm amazed that how the forcibly call it the Wuhan virus. It did probably start over there. And the Chinese have some guilt in you know, they're implied. But it took Trump to spread it like wildfire and he beat all the records with the deaths and everything else. It was his lack of responsibility to trust doctors, which most people do. He doesn't. He thinks he's smarter than the doctor. All this stuff just becomes one big pile of, you know what, if there's no responsibility with your right. Thanks again for giving me time to speak, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. No, you hit the nail on the head. Let me build on that a little bit. The sad thing is, obviously, the virus started in Wuhan. I do not accept the Chinese explanation where they said it was a bat that bit a cat or something that then got sold for meat or something, whatever it is. They have not released their raw data. And when WHO, the World Health Organization, sent a team in, they vetoed most of the scientists that they wanted to send. They finally let one Western scientist in, and it turns out that he was already working with them on another project. But the truth is, okay, it started over there, however it started. But what Trump did was unconscionable. In February of last year, he's going, well, you know, it's not that bad. It'll be over by Easter. You know, don't wear a mask and all this stuff. He is responsible for a lot of these deaths. Dr. Burke said that if we'd had a different response, we could have saved something like most of the 60% that were left, we could have saved most of them. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.